friends this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mori Mimarasi Sheyichyu, and for David Henech Mordechai Ben Fried Simcha, and for Eliezer Zev and Aram, Bracha Ratzlacha Bachamat Seyedeim. It's based in the Torah, Marana Rosh Hashiva, Rafut Nuset Sal. We know that Bracha requires Malchus. You have to say Melech, called Bracha Sheinima Malchus, Eina Bracha. So the Rishonim wonder about the first Bracha of Tefillah. It doesn't say Melech HaOlam. How are Yotzei in this Bracha that doesn't have Malchus? Tosfos says that the first Bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, Yotzei, Haskaras Malchus, when we say Elokei Avram, because Avram Avinu was Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Kol HaOlam. So we have Brachas Daf Mem, brought in the tour, or Chaim Kuf Yud Gimel. Chazal say, Bracious Rabba, Parshin and Beis, Osya Dalid, that when Avram Avinu Davin, Hutar HaKesher, the knot was open. And as the Radal explains there in the Medrash, that the Chiddush was not beguf haTfila levad, was not only in the actual Tfila, but the etzem heter to daven, because mitzad etzem hadavar, there's no heter in yisod that a person should be poel bevakashosav al peulos hakadosh baruch hu. So even a chutzpah to come before the king and start asking the king for things. So Avraham Avinu was matir Tfila. You had to be matir the kesher, you had to be matir the iser. So every one of the avos was matir a specific prat, ba'avodaso, b'tikun tefilaso. Hopefully we will discuss this in a future shir. Tefillah has a din of amida lifnei hamelech, besides the actual words of tefillah. And according to Rabbeinu Chaim, well known in his Sefer al Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, this kavana of Omed Lifnei HaMelech is ma'akevus b'tefillah. And if a person lacks the hakara that his amida is amida Lifnei HaMelech, he's not yoytze yedei tefillah. Now, there are makomos that mitzat atzmar considered Lifnei Hashem. Ha'heichol, ha'zar v'chadoyim. The Chiddush in Tefillah is that a person can create a situation of Lifnei Hashem even in a place that Mitzad Atzmo is a Makom Shel Chol. And for that we need Be'emes, a Heter. It's Mehechitesi that B'chol Makom She'adam Rotze Yeh B'kocho Litzer Hashem Lifnei Hashem. How can you create your own Lifnei Hashem? That you're going to schlep the Melech there Kibiyachol. How can that be? In other words, even before the need for the heter to ask something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a need to be matir the etzem amida lifnei hamelech in a place that is not special for amida lifnei hamelech. And on that Chazal say that Avraham Avinu is matir the kesher v'heimei madvarim. There's an edelkeit, there's a dakut, there's an adinut when we yotze yidei haskaras malchus and we say Elokei Avraham. In other words, he was the one who opened the opening to allow Malchus to be b'chol makom, even when there is no special place for it. And therefore, the chovas haskaras and Malchus is fulfilled when one mentions Elokei Avraham. Elokei Avraham allowed one to speak to God wherever he is. There's Malchus everywhere. Ki hu hu she'efsher לצאת חובת הזכרת מלכות אפילו במקום שאין כבוד מלכותו להדיה. נפלא מאוד, נפלא מאוד. Continue, it says תיקו בחודש שופר של איל, תיקו לפני בשופר של איל, כדי שאזכור לכם עקדס יצחק בן אברהם ומעל אני עליכם כאילו עקרתם עצמכם לפני. So now, different inyan. Blow before me the shofar of a ram, shteyn Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, in order that I should remember for you Akedas Yitzchak, the son of Avram, umar ani aleichem, and I will consider you keilu akartem atzmichem lefonai, as if you have bound yourself before me. In the schus of remembering the Akedah, God will consider it as if we bound ourselves before him. So this apparently is soser the klal of Chazal, that Ephra shel Yitzchak savor al gabe hamizbeach ve'eno zakuk l'zechira, that the ashes of Isaac are piled up on the mizbeach and don't require a zechira, famous medrash. And therefore it says, Zachardi Esprisi Yaakov, Avesprisi Yitzchak, Avesprisi Avram Ezkor. So it says Zechira by Yankiv, it says Zechira by Avram, but by Yitzchak there's no Lashon of Zechira. So if Yitzchak doesn't require Zechira, why do we have to blow a shofar of an ayil in order to remember the Akedah? It's Ephrot Sever Lefana Lagabe Amizbeach. So Be'etzem, there are really two aspects here. One aspect that doesn't require Hazkara, because it's like the ashes of Isaac are piled up in the Mizbeach, and it's together Chush, it's like it's concretely, physically in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a second Bechina that we do require Hazkara, and that is what we'd like to explain. This can only be explained unless we are motzi miyadeh shel taus, unless we preclude from a mistake that has taken root and has spread with regard to the Akedah. Normal machshava is, the source of the Akedah is that Avraham Avinu was prepared to sacrifice his only son whom he loved. If so, the schus is that he was prepared. And not more than that, because self, it wasn't actualized. And on that we darshan a kal v'chomer. Umayim schus haisa kol gedola, if it was such a tremendous schus, when he didn't actually carry out the Akedah and sacrifice his son, al achas kama v'kama, he would have a big schus if he would have actually sacrificed him. This is a big mistake, because if the Akedah was Yotzei Lepoal, then the schus of the Akedah would be completely different. The schus of the Akedah, like it is before us, is dafka because it did not come to fruition. How does this work? According to the mistaken understanding, it would be enough for the Akedah to end with Al Tishlach Yadcha Lanar, don't touch the lad, because now I know that you fear God. But we see that before that a place was considered a place that was special for a schus and for kedusha, and before Avraham Avinu said Hashem Yeroyah Asher Yamer Yom Bahar Hashem Yeroyah, that this is the special place of being seen by God. And from this comes the tradition that the Mizbeach is going to be built by Makom HaKedah. It was said, V'hinei ayil achar ne'echaz besvach bekarnav, etc. V'yaleo le'olat achaz b'no. So we also needed this maisa of the ayil getting its horn all tied up over there, and the branches, and then he had to take him out, and V'yaleo le'olat, he brought him as an ola instead of his son. So in order for the maisa akedah to be properly finished, he needed to do this maisa of sacrificing the Ola. Ma pesher hadavar. So be'etzem, this nekuda is a yisod for all avodas hakarbanos. Pirish lano haramban es avoda nafshit. What's the avoda nafshit? So what's the spiritual avoda of akrabas hakarbanos? And that is that a person should think to himself that this behemah is being sacrificed nefesh tachas nefesh. It's instead of him, he should really be on the mizbeach, and the animal is instead of him. But how can this be? Can a shepsele, can a sheep, be a substitute for a person? Can a keves, which costs a few bucks, considered a substitute for a human being? How can that be? Truth is, ein achinami. That's what's left over from the Akedah. Ein achinami, normally it can't. but the preparedness of Avram to be Moser Nefesh is considered as if it is actually Mesiris Nefesh. Dafka, because it wasn't Yotze Lepoal, now we have this Chosakei de Ledoros. And the preparedness, the readiness to sacrifice his son is like he had actually sacrificed his son. If it was Yotze Lepoal, then this Koach wouldn't have been rooted in the hearts of Knesset Yisrael, would have actually had to do the sacrifice of the person in order to get the schus, which we obviously don't do. So instead here, just the preparedness, the readiness of Avram Avinu to sacrifice his son, that is considered the schus. And when he brings the ayil, that ayil is instead of his son. So too, when we bring our ayil, our ram, our lamb, whatever animal it is, that is instead of us. So it's dafka because he didn't sacrifice his son, and but he was ready to, and instead he sacrificed as a substitute an animal. Me'mela fa'uns, for us, the sacrifice of an animal is considered a sacrifice of ourselves. So we have to know that when we speak about Avram and Yitzchak, what it means is, what is their shaychus to us? Their chelik in Gan Eden is not nogea to us. And if he would have received a greater chelik in Gan Eden, had he actually sacrificed his son, that's not nogea to us. That has nothing to do with us. That's not our issue. Our issue is what's nogea to us? What is shaykh to us? And if the Maisu was Yotze Lepoal, we would have had a completely different relationship to the Maisa Akeda. So what do we get from this? That an animal is a substitute for a human being. And when it says, Efrosh Yitzchak Savra Agabe Mizbeach, what does that mean? It's not the Efer of Yitzchak, it's the Efer of the Isle. And the answer is, Hei Meim Advarim, that's exactly what we're saying. The Mesiris Nefesh was so great that the Efer of the Isle is considered the Efer of Yitzchak. The ashes of the ram are considered like the ashes of Yitzchak. And dafka there in the Mokom HaKrava, we're going to have a Mizbeach. This place Avram called Hashem Yireh, Behar Hashem Yireh. God will see on this mountain, God will be seen. So one of the differences between Ava and Yira is that Ava becomes stronger when you see the person you love, and Yira becomes stronger when the person of whom you are afraid, of whom you fear, of whom you are in awe, looks at you. When you look at your beloved, you feel more love. When the person who you fear looks at you, you feel more fear. Ava is I see you, and the light of love is on fire, is burning by seeing the beloved, and the cry of fear, of awe, is he sees me. So after this nisayon about which it says Vayechu Shneim Yachta of Avram Yitzchak Yachad Belev Shalim, it's called Hashem Yireh, which is Al Shem Midas HaYira Bahar Hashem Yireh, God will be seen. In other words, God will see us, that will give us fear. God will be seen, kiviyachol, that will give us love. And there's a hiskalus, a fusion of both midos. That's Avram midas Ava, Yitzchok midas Yira, vayelchu shnehem, shteitin pasuk, yachdav, they're going together. Upulas ha'akeda ledoros, v'yitziras mokom avoda la'akrabas ha'karbonos, would not have been possible unless there was this nisayon of the readiness of both Avram and Yitzchak to carry this out, because the preparedness for Mesiris Nefesh must flow from the person b'chlal, bein mimidat ha-yir'ah, bein mimidat ha-ava, and therefore we need the hiskalos of Avram midas ha-ava and Yitzchak midas ha-yir, and that's shlemus ha-adam. Nefer dafka here it says, Vayelchu Shnehem Yachdav. A nisayon for each one would not have been enough. We need a nisayon for both of them. And therefore works together. So now we go back to where we started, that we need a haskara l'gabe Yitzchak, Efrot Savra l'gabe HaMizbeach, which means that you need a haskara. Efrot Savra l'gabe HaMizbeach, which means that you don't need a haskara, because he's right there in front of you. And therefore, it doesn't say Lashon of Zechira by Yitzchak, only by Avram and Yaakov. Zecharti is Brisa Yaakov, Vafis Brisa Yitzchak, Vafis Brisa Avram Eskor, so into Lashon of Zechira by Avram and Yaakov. On the other hand, you have to blow the shofar in order to remember Lahazkir, the Akedah. Why is that? It's Sabra Gabe Amizbech. That was the Kasha that we asked. So, Moshal Adla Mada Radomer Lishnei B'nei Adam. You have two people. One wrote a tzava for his son, and the other gave the tzava for his son, his will, ba'al peh, verbally. The one who is mekabel bichtav, eino tzarich l'skol tamid et kol ha-tzava'a, kevan shemunach ati lefanav. The one who received the will, ba'al peh, does not have to remember it. Why doesn't he have to remember it? Because the one who received the tzava b'chzav in a written form doesn't have to remember it because it's munach asilufanav. The one who is makabel et ba'al peh has to remember it all the time. However, if the father gave to somebody else to write the content of the tzava, all the son has to do is to remember that the writer wrote the tzavas of it and no more. Because the tochen atzmo, the content itself, is munach lefanav mamish. So all he has to do is remember that his father told somebody else to write it, and it's really from his father. But what's actually written is in front of him. So that's the mashal for our inyan. As long as Yitzchak is mentioned with Avram, you don't need zechira. Once Avram is mentioned in the pasuk, so then Yitzchak is considered efro munach lefanay al yedei ha'akeda, where it's iskalus shnehem yachdav, because that's the nekudas ha'akedah, which is the mesiris nefesh of kol kulo shel ha'adam, the complete person, and therefore they got here to vayelchu shnehem yachdav. When he's coming alone, then we require a shofar to be ma'ale the zikaron of the akedah. If he's with Avram, you're remembering Avram. So me'mele, you're remembering Yitzchak, because the two of them go together. But if you have just Yitzchak alone, and you don't have these two midas together, then it's not automatically remembered. So there Yitzchak needs a zechira, there you need to blow the shofar. So that's why the Gemara says that blow for me the shofar of an ayil in order that I should remember for you the Akedas Yitzchak. Ben Avram. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Why Yitzchak ben Avram? Why is Avram? Because now they're together. Umal ani aleichem. Umal ani aleichem. Kilu akaretem atzmichem lefonai. So when you're in the pasuk of Zechiras Avraham. So if you have Zechiras Avraham, then Memela, you have Zechiras Yitzchak. So therefore in the Pasuk, it doesn't have to mention, therefore you have Efrat Sabra Gabe Mizbech. You mention Avraham, so then Yitzchak is Efrat Sabra Munach Gabe Mizbech. So now you have the complete person together, you have Avraham together with Yitzchak. But here you don't have Avram being mentioned. You just have Yitzchak. Avram isn't mentioned, stam, when you're blowing the shofar. You need to blow the shofar because there's no mention of Avram. That Yitzchak would be automatically remembered. So you need a zechir of Yitzchak. And then when you remember Yitzchak, you remember Yitzchak ben Avram. So that Avram is also mentioned, so you have the two midas together. That's why when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to blow the shofar, because there's no mention of Avram. And Emilei Yitzchak has to be remembered, and he's remembered together with Avram. But when you have the pasuk of Zacharti Lemesprisi Avram, Vesprisi Yaakov, Vafesprisi Yitzchak, Vafesprisi Avram Eskor, when you have the Zachir of Avram, Memela, you don't need to mention Yitzchak, because that for Tzavrah Gabe Emesbech. Because you mention Avram, and that automatically, all you have to do is say Avram. It's like telling somebody else, you just remember to write the Tzavah for the son. All you have to remember is that he was given the Tzavah. So here also, you just remember Avram, say, ah, that's together with Yitzchak. So we also can explain why Mincha is called Mincha. Why is Tefillah's Bein Arbaim called Mincha? So Tefillah was Niskan Keneged HaKarbanos. Shachar is Keneged Tamid Shel Shachar. Mincha is Keneged Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So why is Mincha called Mincha? Shachar, I get, is called Shachar, Tamid Shel Shachar. But why is it not called Tefillah's Bein Arbaim or something? Why Mincha? So based on what we said, we can explain that Mincha is the Parsha HaYechida of Karbanos that starts with Nefesh Kisakriv. So there we see the Lehegi of the Mahalach of Korbanos, that it's instead of a Nefesh, it's instead of the person. And therefore, Dafka, that tefillah that was decreed, Keneged Yitzchak, is called Mincha, to show that it's as if his Nefesh was sacrificed before me. Efrot Savra Agabe HaMizbeach, Nefesh Kisakriv, it says by Mincha, Nefesh Kisakriv. So Memela, Tfilas Mincha, which is Yitzchak's Tfilah, second Tfilah of the day, which we call Mincha, is called Mincha because in the Torah, when it talks about Mincha, it says Nefesh Ki Sakriv. When it talks about a flower offering of Mincha, it says Nefesh Ki Sakriv. And that's exactly what Mincha is about, Yitzchak is about. Nefesh ki sakriv, that he is the animal is a substitute for Yitzchak. It's like actually bringing ourselves, Yitzchak al gabei hamizbeach. The animal is a substitute for us. So since Yitzchak teaches us this yisod of the animal being a substitute for us, his tefillah is going to be called Mincha, where the Torah says Nefesh Kisakriv, which is the Mahalach of Havas HaKarban, that we're actually bringing our Nefesh. And these words were absolutely wondrous. Baruch Hashem, B'siyat Dishmaya. Shalom, shalom.